he's hungry, we'll come here and give him something to eat. And if we got needs any clothes, I'll go give him a suit of my clothes. A lot of people don't like that. I've had people come here not having a thing dirty and nasty and trampy, and you give them a good clean shirt and clothes and put on, and when he'd leave the clothes there and go on his way with the trampy stuff. You wouldn't think people have sensitive with it if he had on a clean suit of clothes, you know. It's a lot of deadbeats in this world. But it's best to give to all of them, because you never know when you're really helping somebody. We've had people, jailbreakers and everything else, stayed here. Had people from all over the world staying here. It's Anderson.
Yeah.
I've helped him one night. I helped him. Old boy came here and he was barefooted, and a couple of long-haired hippies were with him and an old gal. And well, they didn't look too well, but you can't judge people by their looks all the time. You have to wait until you understand anybody, because a lot of them people got a heart of gold. Anyhow, I have sympathy with all of them. And he, the next day, he out there barefooted. I said, son, you don't have your shoes. He said, well, my brother took my clothes last night. I'm waiting for him to come and bring my clothes back. They rented the room for a week, and they were, a brother was supposed to come back. Notice he looking a little shy. 4th of July, 5 or 6 years ago. And wife, she cooked dinner, and she went out, and we'll ask anybody if they're hungry, if they need it. So it's all closed, and they don't have any way of getting to eat. But since then, I build them a kitchen where they can always have something to eat there. I'm just like to help people, not making anything, but we get by. In fact, we've got our place to live here. I'd have to rent somewhere else, or if I didn't have it. But we just have our business on the 2nd and 3rd floor. This is our home. But talking about this boy, so about that time my wife came out, and I always lock my doors. We're pretty cautious about strangers because so much is going on. I used to get up at night and get my room, and will yet. But about that time I seen a big cop drive up there, and he come out with a shotgun, you know, pointing it there, and this boy jumped up to run to come back to my place, and I run between you. And 2 city police drove up with him. He was a Mississippi sheriff. Then they found out the boy, they'd registered, and the boy had broke out of jail. So the man treated him pretty rough when he come in. He jerked the shoes that I gave him off his feet and told him, where'd you get them shoes? And he gave them to him. I said, man, I gave that fellow a shoot. I don't know what he's done, but I said, don't treat a man like that. I said, be a little more kinder to it. I said, hell, man, said, you are lucky to be living. I said, this boy's been armed robbery, auto theft, and possibly murder. I said, I'm not worried about that, fella. I said, Lord, take care of me. I said, he's been a good boy with me, and I gave him them shoes, and all right. So what had happened, he'd been in jail for all of this. And this other group had broke him out that night, gave him a saw blade, and he sawed out somewhere in Monticello, Mississippi. And so when they went back to Monticello, they had the receipt in the car for the boy staying here. So well, they knew right where he was. Next day, they just got the law all ready, come picked him up.
You mean they told the police that he was here?
No, the police, the group that broke him out of jail came in and registered, and they had the receipt for where they registered for him. Instead of him keeping it, they just took it with them. So when they went back to Loosedale, the police stopped them, searched their car, and they found this receipt